The scripture for this service is Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. I'll read it for you. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the members of 9,000 branch churches around the world, United States of America, Canada, Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Costa Rica, and other countries, and GCN TV viewers and Manmin TV viewers. Matthew 5, 6, verse 15 and 16 says, "Nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket, not on the lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven." If you read the Bible, our Father God is so pleased with goodness and good deeds of people, righteous acts, and Father God praised them, and Father God has given answers to their prayers. To become good, to become righteous, to become holy, that Father God is pleased with them. If you know such a pleasing will of God the Father, then you will follow the will of God and become like that. When the children of God receive the Holy Spirit, their minds and deeds become good. Through those good deeds, they become the light of the world, and the worldly people come to give glory to God. Likewise, the fruit of the Holy Spirit are not born only in the heart. The good things of the heart will certainly reveal themselves in deeds. This way, the believers become the light that brightens the world and give out the aroma of Christ Jesus. So, whenever our members go, they give out the fragrance of Christ and they are praised. And those who know Manmin Church say, that's why they are Manmin members. They praise us like that. Last time when we went to a Wet Bull Convention Center for some kind of event, the presider of the meeting announced that I can choose who are Manmin members, that they are different. The way they put on dress, the way they express their heart on their face, they're so different. I remember. I believe you remember that too, right? It is the case with the goodness, the sixth fruit of the Holy Spirit that I'm going to explain today. If you bear the fruit of goodness in your heart completely, you will give out the fragrance of Christ wherever you go. Therefore, many souls will come to feel Jesus Christ through you, and they can give glory to God. I pray in the name of the Lord, you will bear each fruit of the Spirit beautifully, so that you can give glory to God whether you eat, drink, or whatever you do. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, goodness is quality of being gentle, considerate, kind-hearted, and virtuous. In the spiritual sense, however, it is the heart that seeks goodness in the Holy Spirit, which is the goodness in the truth. If we bear this fruit of goodness completely, we will have the Lord's heart that is pure and spotless. So when you pray so fervently to become pure and spotless, which heart is the heart of goodness. the heart of the Lord. Sometimes even the unbelievers who have not received the Holy Spirit follow goodness in their lives to some extent. At this time, the standard with which a person discerns between good and evil is their conscience. To understand this goodness as a fruit of the Spirit, we first have to understand this conscience. Worldly people discern and judge whether something is good or evil according to their conscience. In the absence of having pangs of conscience, worldly people think they are good and righteous. However, this conscience is different from person to person. That's because the process by which the individual conscience is formed is different from person to person. Conscience is the standard to discern between good and evil, which is based on the foundation of one's heart, based on their nature. Okay? The standard. So they have their own different nature. All nature is different. So because of that, their conscience is different. Even between husband and wife, parent and child, and brothers and sisters. If they have same conscience, I'm not sure people have reason to boast of themselves because they are sharing the same conscience. I don't think they will argue or they boast of, show off. One's nature depends on the kind of life energy one is born with and the kind of environment where he is raised. Those children who receive good life energy have relatively good natures. Also, people who are raised in a good environment, seeing and hearing many good things, are likely to form good conscience. On the other hand, if one is born with many evil natures from his parents and comes in contact with many evil people and things, his nature and conscience is likely to become evil. Because they inherit the evil natures from their parents, and they learn and see and hear evil things, if they grow up like that, they will become more and more evil. And based on that, their conscience is filled. Their conscience is formed. So, among the novice believers and new believers, they usually and easily judge and condemn senior pastor. And they judge the contents of the sermon itself too. And they go home and they argue with their wife or husband. But if they stay in this church for about a year or two, then they realize what they used to think is wrong. And they don't judge or condemn me later, right? They don't gossip. For example, children who are taught to be honest will have qualms of conscience when they tell a lie. So, they are taught not to tell a lie from their parents, and their parents became standard or examples. So when they tell a lie, they will have qualms of conscience. They will have, you know, red face. So they are well educated from their parents, right? But those children who are raised among liars will feel it is only natural to lie. And they don't think it is a lie. And they don't recognize. And they don't say, when did I tell a lie? When they are pointed. Even when they told a lie, they don't realize they told a lie. So they don't take it serious. But those who don't tell a lie realize that is a lie. But those who don't know what lie is, they don't realize it. It is the same with the harsh language and profanity. If you are surrounded with your friends who use profanity or speak in the bad names of others, they don't care. I mean, they don't realize. Well, I don't learn those languages, right? So, let's say, I don't go out, right? Sometimes I hear the conversation of young children, and then half of their conversation is filled with harsh words and profanity. And if you look at, I mean, if you watch movie or some, you know, soap opera on TV, then there too, their conscience is stained with evil so much that they don't even have pangs of conscience, thinking that it's okay to lie. Also, even though children are raised by the same parents in the same environment, they receive things in different ways. Some children just obey their parents, while some other children have very strong wills and tend not to obey. Then, even though siblings are raised by the same parents, their consciences will be formed differently. Likewise, each one has a unique nature. And depending on the time and place, people's common sense, knowledge, and values are different. Conscience will form differently depending on social and economic values where they grow up. Each society has a different value system, and the standard of 100 years ago, 50 years ago, and now are all different. And among countries is different. For example, when they used to have slaves, they didn't think it was wrong to beat the slaves and force them to work. Also, about 30 years ago, it was socially unacceptable if women exposed their bodies in broadcasting. In 1960s, I think, there was a movie, a very famous movie. I'm not sure about the title of the movie. I think I was a high school student. I wanted to watch the movie. We changed the clothes to enter the theater, the movie, because it was rated R movie. But we wanted to see that movie. So my friends said, you know, do you know how many times they kissed in the movie? I think you know what the movie was about. I didn't see the movie, honestly. I heard, you know, what my friends told me. And usually those movies, you know, allow the students enter. And when the policemen came or teachers came, you know, they, you know, let the students know so that, you know, they could run away. So I didn't see that movie by myself, but they just kissed. And they wanted to watch that. They watched it over and over again. They were friends like that. But nowadays, it's different, right? So it was a story about 1960s and 70s. Not many actors in Korean society about the 1960s and 70s, if they had a kiss scene in the movie, you know, they were not recognized well. We lived like that in 1970s and 60s. But nowadays, people do not care. And they love to watch that. So we can see sin is rampant in this world and the way young people are growing up. And even, you know, elderly people try to watch it all the time. So how much Father God will not be pleased with that? You are not even teenagers. You're all grown up. You try to watch that. When you do that, what would our Father God will say to you?
As mentioned, conscience becomes different according to individual, area, and time. Those who think they follow their conscience are merely following what they think is good. However, they are not absolutely good.
So about 30 or 40 years ago, compared to these days, what about 100 or 200 years ago? What about 2,000 years ago, when our Lord was there? But 2,000 years ago, our Lord said, those people were evil. So Father, I mean our Lord is judging from the goodness and purity that has never been changed. So that's why it's hard to find people who can be saved. So those who listen to the word of God and cultivate the heart, so that your heart can be the heart that was considered good in even 100, 200, or 1,000 years ago. Only the word of truth can judge us. And you should cultivate your heart with the word of truth and resemble the Lord. Only those people can judge others. If you just learn it, but if you don't practice it, you are just hypocrite. It is well written how to receive salvation in the New Testament. But we who are believers in God have the same standard with which we distinguish between good and evil. We have the Word of God as the standard, which is the same yesterday, today, and forever. No matter how many days, how many months, how many years, how many ages pass by, the Word of God is the truth, absolute. Spiritual goodness is to have this truth as our conscience and follow it. It is the heart to follow the desires of the Holy Spirit and seek goodness. But just by having the desire to follow goodness, we cannot say we have borne the fruit of goodness. We can say we bear the fruit only when that desire to follow goodness is shown as action. Matthew 12:35 says, "The good man brings out of his good treasure what is good." Proverbs 22:11 also says, "He who loves purity of heart and whose speech is gracious, the king is his friend." Loves purity of heart, speech is gracious. The king is his friend. As
those verses. Those who really seek goodness will naturally have good actions that can be seen externally. They don't do such things just because someone is watching them. They naturally do such stuff. They don't pretend. They actually do it. It is the same with your prayer. You give prayer to God. But some people give prayer. Well, let's say you're the only one during the Daniel prayer meeting. And you have to follow the lead of Mamim Prayer Center. I mean, the President of Mamim Prayer Center. Now, can you give fervent prayer to God the Father? For 2.5 hours? I don't think you can. You have to think of God who will listen to your prayer. If you think Father God is listening to your prayer truly, then you will give fervent prayer no matter how many you are. Wherever they go and whomever they meet, they show generosity and love with good words and deeds. Just like a person who sprayed perfume will give out a nice fragrance, those with goodness will give out the fragrance of Christ. The fragrance of Christ. I hope you will check yourself carefully. Some people long to go into spirit, so they follow spiritual persons and want to have friendship with them. And this is a good way, right? They enjoy hearing and learning the truth. They are easily touched and shed many tears too. But they cannot go into spirit just because they have the longing. If they heard and learned, they have to cultivate it in their heart and actually practice it. For example, if you only like being near spiritual persons and stay away from those who are not good, is it really longing for goodness? There are many things that you can learn from those who are not good. Not only from those who are good. If you're close to those who speak in foul languages, you can learn from him too. All you have to do is just don't follow them. Since he speaks such bad and foul languages, so many people do not trust him. So many people do not love him. Okay. Now I should not speak foul language. I should speak good words. You learn from this like that. So you can learn from this, from this person. You can learn that from that person. Okay. Or, if you just diligently hear about goodness and realize your shortcomings, but lack the effort to actually do good, can you really say you are longing for goodness? You might think you are longing for goodness very much, but I hope that you will carefully check yourself as to whether you lack actual deeds of accumulating goodness yourself. I told you you have the hearts of truth and untruth, and the heart of nature, right? And many other. But if you come to the heart of Holy Spirit, you will find a different kind of heart too. Well, even if I explain it, you will not be able to explain it. But there is another different kind of heart. Once you change everything into the heart of truth, then you have to break it into nothing. Then you will find a different kind of heart. And such a heart is the heart of Lord and heart of God. Nothing's added. So with that heart, when you think, it is the same with the thought of God and the Lord. If you have such a heart, it is like you thoroughly understand the whole truth of 66 books of the Bible. So if you even deal with an evil man, instead of thinking, oh, that evil man should leave this church, you will rather think, how can I change the evil man into a man of goodness so that he can also be saved by the Lord? If you have such a heart, everything will follow. Blessings, honor, wealth, health, everything. And Father God is searching for such people. And such people in the Bible have received great wealth and honor. Even though they were not exactly like that, Abram was close, and some other prophets. From this point on, let's look into more detail at what it means to gain spiritual goodness by pursuing goodness and truth in the Holy Spirit. In fact, goodness is a very broad concept. God's nature is goodness, and that goodness is embedded throughout the Bible. In the Old Testament, you can find the goodness of God the Father. Why eye to the eye? And tooth for tooth. If Father God didn't give such a word to people, only those who are strong could survive. And the weak would not have been able to survive. That's why Father God made such a law. That was the goodness of God the Father. Without it, there would have been no order. Only the strong could have survived. But in the New Testament days, it is different. Because our Lord said, love your even enemies. Because those who accepted the Lord as Savior, they have Holy Spirit in their hearts, and Holy Spirit helps them, so they can discern, and they can pursue the goodness and the truth. So it is different in the New Testament days and Old Testament days. So without such a law, it's not goodness. Everything will be chaotic. Right after the independence, the whole situation, the whole society was chaotic. There was no order, no system, no organization. I think it was 1960s, In every small street, there was some in the mobs. So we had to go to a boulevard, an avenue or some big road. We had to avoid small streets to escape from those mobs. But a verse from which we can sense the aroma of goodness very well is from Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 to 4. It says, therefore, if there is any encouragement in Christ, if there is any consolation of love, if there is any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and compassion, make my joy complete by being of the same mind, maintaining the same love, united in spirit, intent on one purpose. Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind regard one another as more important than yourselves. Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others. So this is the goodness. If everything is done in the church like this, then it will be so beautiful. All the departments of the church should work like this. We have such departments in this church. They are all united together. They love God, and they are faithful to their given duties without complaints. There are such departments in this church. Those who seek goodness in the Lord will support even the works that they don't really agree with. That's what the Bible tells us to do. They are humble, and they do not have any sense of vanity to be acknowledged or revealed. They not only faithfully perform their duties, but also care for other people's works. Dear brothers and sisters, in Luke chapter 10, we have the parable of the Good Samaritan. A man was robbed while traveling, and he was half dead. A priest was passing by and saw that he was dying, but that priest just passed by him. A Levite also saw him, but he also just passed by him as well. Priests and Levites are the ones who know the word of God and who are serving God. They know the law better than any one of the people. They also take pride in serving God well. But they didn't show the deed that they were supposed to show when they had to follow the will of God. Of course, they could have said that they had reasons they couldn't help him. But if they had goodness, they couldn't just ignore a person who was in desperate need for their help. Later, a Samaritan was passing by and saw this man who had been robbed. The Samaritan had pity on him and covered his wounds. This Samaritan didn't know the truth. He didn't know the law. But he had goodness in his heart and showed these deeds of goodness. Even if you know the truth and teach the truth, what is the use if you do not practice the truth? It is even better to practice the truth without knowing it. He carried him on an animal and took him to an inn and asked the innkeeper to take care of him. He promised the innkeeper that he would pay the cost on his way back. If the Samaritan would have thought selfishly, he wouldn't have any reason to do what he did. He too was busy, and he could all suffer loss of time and money if he involved himself in a total stranger's affairs. Also, he could have just given him first aid, but he didn't have to ask the innkeeper to take care of him, promising him that he would pay back the cost later. But because he had goodness, he couldn't just ignore a person who was dying. Even though he would suffer loss of time and money, and even though he was busy, he couldn't just overlook a person who was in desperate need of his help. When he couldn't help this person himself, he asked another person to help him. If he also had passed him by for his own reasons, in the future, this Samaritan would probably have had the burden of it on his heart. So such a man of goodness will have burden if he didn't practice goodness on the time he had to. But those who don't have the heart of goodness don't even remember. So there is a big difference.
He would have continuously questioned and blamed himself, thinking, I wonder what happened to that man who was injured. I should have saved him even if I had to suffer a loss. God is watching me, and how could I have done that?
Spiritual goodness is being unable to bear if we do not choose the way of goodness, feeling as if somebody was pulling our ankle. And so we do choose the goodness in all things. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, another verse that lets us feel spiritual goodness is Matthew chapter 12, verses 19 and 20. This is about the spiritual goodness of Jesus. Verse 19 says, He will not quarrel, nor cry out, nor will anyone hear His voice in the streets. Since he doesn't quarrel, he doesn't cry out, no one can hear his voice.
Usually, when we see those people who are considered to be good by others, we see that they don't have any troubles or problems with anybody. Just like saying, nor will anyone hear his voice in the streets. They are so quiet and they don't quarrel with anybody. They don't speak of other people's faults or shortcomings. They don't try to flaunt themselves or to raise themselves up among others. Even though they suffer unreasonably, they don't complain. Next, verse 20 says, a battered reed he will not break off, and a smoldering wick he will not put out, until he leads justice to victory. When we grow a tree of plants, if we have bruised leaves or branches, we will usually cut them off because for other branches. Also, when a wick is smoldering, the light is not bright, and it gives out fumes and smoke, so people just extinguish it. But those who have the spiritual goodness will not break a battered reed or put out a smoldering wick. If there is the slightest bit of chance of recovery, they cannot cut their life off. They try to open a way of life for others. Here, the battered reed refers to those who are filled with sins and evil of this world. The smoldering wick symbolizes those whose hearts are so stained with evil that the light of their soul is about to die out. It is unlikely that these people who are like battered reed and smoldering wicks will accept the Lord. Even though they believe in God, their deeds are no different from the worldly people. They even speak against the Holy Spirit or stand against God. At the time of Jesus, there were many who didn't believe in Jesus. And even though they saw such amazing works of power, they still stood against the works of the Holy Spirit. Everything our Lord Jesus did was goodness. He cured the sick people. He didn't ask for money. He didn't tell a lie. But still, there were people who didn't believe in Jesus, who did evil to destroy Jesus. There were even those who were considered to know the Word of God. Still, Jesus looked at them with faith until the end and opened opportunities for them to receive salvation. Today, even in the churches, there are many souls who are like battered reeds and smoldering wicks. They call Lord, Lord with their lips, but still live in sins. Some of them even stand against God. With their weak faith, they stumble in temptation and stop attending church. After doing things that are recognized as evil in the church, they are so embarrassed that they leave the church.
So, I mean, there are those who have some pangs of conscience. If we have goodness, we should first stretch out our hands to them. Some people want to be loved and acknowledged in the church, but when it doesn't happen, the evil in them comes out. They become jealous of those who are loved by church members and those who are advancing in spirit and speak ill of them. They don't gather their heart for a certain work if it is not initiated by them, and they try to find fault with those works. Even in these cases, those who have the fruit of goodness will accept these people who let their evil out. They don't try to distinguish who is right or wrong, or good or evil, and then break them off. They treat others in goodness with a truthful heart, and then eventually touch their hearts. This is spiritual goodness. Of course, if the others continue to show increasing evil, they will fall into the way of death even though we show goodness to them. But even in these cases, we will not just set a limit of our endurance and forsake them if they go over that limit. It is the spiritual goodness to try to allow them to seek spiritual life without giving up until the end. Before the final judgment day, we will try to give chances and look at them with hope continually so that they can be saved. Dear brothers and sisters, as you have listened to this message so far, you might have some questions. You might be confused as to how this spiritual goodness is differentiated from other spiritual characteristics. In other words, in the parable of the Good Samaritan, his acts can be described as charitable in mind and merciful. And if we do not quarrel or raise our voices, then we must be at peace and in humbleness. Then aren't all these things included in the character of spiritual goodness? Of course, charitableness of heart, mercy, peace, and humbleness all belong within goodness. As mentioned previously, goodness is the nature of God, and it is a very broad concept. But the distinctive aspects of the spiritual goodness are the desire to follow such goodness and the strength to actually practice it. The focus is not on mercy of having pity on others and helping them itself. The focus is on the goodness with which the Samaritan couldn't just pass by when he was supposed to have mercy. Also, not quarreling and not speaking out is a part of being humble. But the character of spiritual goodness in these cases is that we cannot break peace because we follow spiritual goodness. Rather than crying out and being recognized, we want to be humble because we follow this goodness. Since you have the heart of goodness, you do such stuff. It's not like, you know, you should do this because it is the truth. When you have a heart that changed into goodness, then whatever you do becomes goodness itself. Not quarreling and not speaking out is a part of being humble. But the character of spiritual goodness in these cases is that we cannot break peace because we follow spiritual goodness. Do you think I have enemies? I don't make my own man enemies. I don't hate anyone. If some other churches called me heretic, I never called such church heretic. I've never said that church is heretic and don't go to that church. Because the ministering pastor of that church is also the one who is preaching Jesus Christ. But he himself calls this church heretic. But this church never called him heretic. And rather than crying out and being recognized, we want to be humble because we follow this goodness. If you have such a heart of goodness, all the workers of God, the servants of God and the Levite workers, you will become the one Father God is searching for. And Father God will refine you to make you a great vessel. Father God will search for a people like you and refine you. If Father God gives the power of God to many people, then the whole world will be evangelized so quickly. But it's hard to find such people that Father God can could give His power. Sooner or later, if anyone who receives the power of Spirit is not sanctified, don't change the heart into the heart of goodness, he will change and he will become arrogant. Until you have the heart of goodness that Father God recognizes, then you should not have this, you should not have such power of God. Let me give you another example. When you do the voluntary works for the church, and if you have the fruit of goodness, you will be faithful in not only one thing, but also in all God's house. If you neglect any of your duties, there might be somebody who suffers because of that. God's kingdom might not be accomplished as it should be. So, if you have goodness in you, you will not feel comfortable about these things. You cannot just neglect them, so that you will try to be faithful in all God's house. I believe you can apply this principle to all other characters of spirit. So if you come into the spiritual goodness, you will have wisdom and understanding and discernment. The heart of goodness can discern all those stuff because it is the heart of the Lord. I don't have memory power. But so many people around me said I memorize very well. I don't even realize your names. I'm sorry for that, but it is true. Sometimes even ask me, what's my name? Even though I said, you know, I don't remember your name, some people come to me and ask me what my name is. Those who come to me frequently and have conversation with me, then I may remember their names. But soon I will remember his name too. And I don't remember numbers. I don't even remember church telephone number. I don't even remember the phone number of my wife. So I just give up. I'm not trying to memorize, because even if I made an effort, I cannot make it. But still, people say, I am not short of memory power. Because if I have to remember something, then I remember exactly. Financial committee chairman, Elder Hwase Park, said, I am so quick counting and calculation. Not because I have great memory power. Because I have the answer coming from my heart, even though it is not precise. So I count them easily and calculate them. Once you resemble the heart of the Lord, you will be recognized, respected, and loved at your work. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, those who are evil will be uncomfortable if they do not give out evil. Those who speak in a foul language, they cannot bear with it if they don't speak such foul language. They have to speak ill of others. If they have such evil. Well, we have such a man in our neighbors. But nowadays, he is not as evil, as much evil as he was before. Once he, you know, raised up his voice, every neighbors become quiet. Nowadays, he's so quiet. I think he's changed. Those who cry out, usually, they cannot bear with it if they don't cry out. Some people who cut in the conversation, if they don't do it, they cannot bear with it. They have to cut in the conversation. If you have any habit that is against the truth, recall it and try to get rid of it. If you get rid of it one, two, or three, one by one, like that, then you'll be able to get rid of everything. Then you will become a man who can be trusted by others. But if you don't make an effort and say you give up, and no matter how many years you managed as a believing life, you cannot change. Even though they hurt others' feelings or give hard time to them, they can be at peace only after doing what they want. But the men of goodness are opposite. If they do not follow goodness, they will have more uncomfortable feelings than when they suffer a loss, and they will think about it repeatedly. If a member of this church if he left this church because of you or because of your own family, then you will have pangs of conscience all the time. What if I use a member of the church because of you? You have to get him back. Even if he left the church because of his evil, your conscience will be stricken. So even though they suffer some loss, they don't want to harm others. Even though they find it uncomfortable, they try to keep the rules. I think last time someone said this.
손해 보더라도 내가 참으면 되고 그런 마음이 있는 사람도 있고 다 다르죠. 뭐 누구누구 비유 들던데 그래서 또
While I listened to the message, I thought about many things. I cannot recall that message. If you don't make peace because you don't want to give uncomfortable, if you don't want to make him uncomfortable, I mean, if you don't want to make him uncomfortable, and if you know the Pastor Mi-kyung Lee's sermon, the Tom and Jerry, some others try not to give hard feelings to others. But he has hard feelings against those who do not such things. So it is best, don't give hard feelings to others and understand others' situation. If we can understand others, no matter what they do to you, it is much better. It is good to keep the rule. But if you break peace by keeping the rules, then it's not right either. We can feel this heart from what Paul said. He had the faith to eat meat, but if it could cause any other person to stumble, he didn't want to eat any meat for the remainder of his life. So you should know the truth correctly. Some people did teach truth without knowing the spiritual meanings of this verse. Now, you should ask Apostle Paul, didn't you eat meat for the remainder of your life? You should know the spiritual meaning of what Apostle Paul said. He said, if it could cause any other person to stumble, he wouldn't want to eat any meat. If what they can enjoy might cause any kind of discomfort to others, they would rather not enjoy it and find it happier to give it up for the sake of others. You should have this kind of heart. You can enjoy all things, but if it makes others discomfort, then you don't do it. And when you don't do it, you feel rather the happiness. You should have such a heart. They cannot do anything that can embarrass others, and they can never do such something that can make the Holy Spirit and them groan. If you have untruth in your heart, you'll not be able to the groans of the Holy Spirit. Those men of goodness, spirit itself, naturally do good things. How can these people do evil? Likewise, those who follow goodness in all things are the ones who are bearing the fruit of spiritual goodness. If you also bear the fruit of spiritual goodness, you will have the attitude of the Lord. You will not do anything that can make even a little one stumble. You will have goodness and humbleness on the outside as well. As I said in the morning,
Because
When you point to someone, you have to smile, and so that, you know, the other can accept the point. But the one who was pointed should look back and change. When you were pointed for not walking properly, you should be change. I have some questions about Pastor Heejin Lee and Heejin Lee. They are twins. They grew up together. They work together. They always have said amen. They've never broken promises. Not even a minute. They always come to the promised time. They wait outside and come to me at the appointed time. They didn't say they've never said no. They always said amen and yes. So that's why they have accomplished great works. They don't use their own thoughts. They just said yes and amen. That's why they have accomplished great. And Elder Vin was like that. He didn't reason. He always said yes and amen. When we do some ministry in a country or a crusade in a country, before the actual crusade, there are so many reports about bad reports, negative reports. But Elder Vin always said positive report. And he would say, everything will be done. Sometimes I pointed Pastor Heejin Lee. Nobody pointed how you should walk. Why don't you walk in a elegant? He said, amen. She said, amen. And she changed it. The next time, she changed a bit. She said amen. That's why she could change. Not 100% though. Sometimes you may be wrongfully accused. You may be wrongfully pointed. But in that case, you should just say amen and obey. That's the people that Father God is searching for. You will be beautiful in everyone's sight, giving out the fragrance of Christ. I hope that you will bear the fruit of spiritual goodness quickly and give out the aroma of Christ to the world. May you give glory to God in all things and be recognized as the children who resemble God perfectly. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Let's think over the message and pray together. Hallelujah, Father, thank you for your love and grace. Father, let your message become faith and life in their hearts, and let them accomplish the heart of goodness. We may be confused, saying that we are good, but when we check ourselves, based on this spiritual goodness, we are short of many things. Father, please help us and bless us. Thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. I will pray for the sick. Please lay your hand on the sick part of your body or infirmities of your body and receive this prayer for the desires of your heart. Father God, please lay your hand on these people. Transcending space and time, please work on these people. Those churches, branch churches, local sanctuaries, GCM viewers, Mamin TV viewers, and people who are receiving this prayer through satellites and internet. And many people send their prayer requests along with these pictures. Please give answer to their prayers. Pastor Paul Lee from Germany. He's going to deliver a message under the title of Measure of Faith in Heidelberg Church. Please bless him so that he can deliver a message well. Missionary Jaewon Lee requests a prayer so that a meeting with Pastor Shura Pon, the chairman of Pentecost of Thailand, so that evaluation of Thailand can be well discussed, and for the good teacher of his children. Pastor, missionary Ilman Yun requests a prayer to find a house near church and for the church workers to unite together. Alan Peralta from Israel requests a prayer to get permanent residency in Israel for all his family. Bless him, Father. Stuart John from India requests a prayer so that his son, who left the family 6 years ago, to safely and healthily come back. Missionary Ann requests a prayer to before the anniversary service of his church. Wei Tan Wai requests a prayer for the healing of cancer. Wang Pi requests a prayer for the diseases with his nose, vocal cords, and depression, and stomachache. Chun Chun requests prayer to be free from evil spirits. Father, please, may the light come. Let the members can see well, hear well, see well. High blood pressure, low blood pressure, diabetes, go away. May the light come. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. All the cancer, leukemia, go away. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. May the light come. Father, please, all the diseases, go away. May the light come. All the internal diseases, go away. Father, please work on these people. All the skin diseases, go away. Itching, go away. Paralyzed body, become normal. Give them strength, Father. Father, please work on these people. Father, thank you. Please bless them generally, Father. Give them peace during this week and protect the drivers and cars. Let them finish the special Daniel prayer meeting. During the special prayer meeting, let them change, Father. Come to spirit all the more quickly. Let them circumcise their hearts. Father, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.